Welcome
Love
to the show.
Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
You ain't straight from the left. You ain't straight from the left.
Welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bass with So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. Happy, happy day to you. This is Saturday, February the 13th. Tomorrow is Love Day 2016. Those of us who are single, I'm telling you to enjoy who you are and be happy in your singleness. Don't let somebody tell you that you've got to always have somebody. God's got somebody for you if it's meant to be. But embrace where you are and love where you are and just be grateful for the life that you have. I am so excited to have with us today a phenomenal young lady. She's going to share with us some great wellness tips, some life tips, some encouragement. She's just going to be, I'm absolutely positive, a joy to share with us, and that's Miss Latrice Pace. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me. So good to be on.
Thank you for being here. I'm so glad you took time out to join us on Today with So Real. Why don't you
Absolutely.
Just share with the audience who you are? Say hello to the audience.
Hi, audience. I am Latrice Pace. I am a gospel artist in the arts and entertainment industry. I'm also an actor. I've done a few Tyler Perry shows and been an extra in a few of his movies. I sing with my sisters, the Pace sisters, as well as with Donald Lawrence and Company. And that pretty much sums it up. I'm also a writer, author, and I own a T-shirt company as well as a cupcake business.
Ooh, we're going to talk about some cupcakes. We're going to talk about that one. Is that something you're going to ship out for people?
We don't ship yet.
Oh, man, that would have been perfect,
I know.
Especially with the Valentine's Day coming. Yeah, that would have been
I
great.
I know, so sorry.
It's okay, we're going to work on that one, though.
Right.
Well, welcome to the show. We're going to get right into it. The title of the show today and things we want to talk about is Don't Give Up. And I couldn't think of a person to discuss this is Miss Latrice Pace. And I am watching you over the time periods, and I've seen the weight loss, and you're just moving for a healthy, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and definitely physically. So why don't you just tell us a little about that journey? What inspired you to just make that decision?
There were so many things that helped me make the decision several times, because anybody that have had a struggle with their weight know that it wasn't just one time where you just had this epiphany and you were, you know, on the straight and narrow, but there were times, there will be times where you were yo-yo. So there were a lot of inspirations and motivations throughout my journey. I would have to say the very first one was going through a divorce and just wasn't feeling my best, wasn't liking myself, wasn't liking what I was seeing in the mirror. And I got tired of self-loathing. I really did. It just didn't feel right. And I remember looking in the mirror one morning, and I just pray. I was like, God, I'm tired of feeling like this about myself. I need your help. And he literally spoke to me in that moment and told me to get a pen and a piece of paper. And I labeled two columns. He said, label one column, things that are in Latrice's power to change. Label the next column, things that are in God's power to change. And the things that were in my power to change, I began to get busy and check them off one by one. And the things that I knew that were in his power to change, I stopped worrying about them and just prayed. He either changed them or he adjusted me to deal with them. So that was like the main thing that started it.
Okay.
Awesome.
And that's how I began to write. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's how you begin to write.
That's how I wrote the song Be the Change, and I realized I had to be the change that I wanted to see. You know, I was hurting, I needed healing, and was, you know, trying to bounce back from this 7-year marriage, and was, like, just looking at everything around me and was just so discontented, and I realized I had to be the change that I wanted to see around me. It had to begin inside of me with my mentality, with the way I was thinking about myself and my connection with God before anything else could change.
Yeah, and you know, that's so true, because we've been talking about that for the last year, and even more so at the first of the year to now, about just being that change and that self-evaluation and who you are and embracing who God's created you to be. So I'm really glad that you shared that part of it. Now, talking about the divorce, and I know a lot of us kind of have gone through this season, especially with people of color, and we seem to battle this. And how, I know that you're saying, you know, you wrote the differences, but I know there's that mental shift that has to take place. Can you share with us what made that definite impact for you and think, okay.
I was dying. I was literally dying. On the inside, everything around me was dying, and I did not like that feeling. I knew that, girl, you got to do something. it's time to kick in and go get in survival mode. And for me, that was just it. I'm naturally a loving person, a happy person, just you know, giving people the benefit of the doubt, giving you 10 and 20 second chances, you know, and that part of me was dying. That part that I knew God had had made me to be, I was turning into somebody else, and I just didn't like it. I knew that I had to do something to kick into survival mode, and I did. And I think the main thing was, like, I pulled away. And a lot of times people say, you know, when you're going through, don't pull away. You should socialize more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm a person that always looks inward. And in order for me to thoroughly look inward, I had to totally pull away. It was just me and God for a while. I wasn't even going to church for a minute because I needed to figure some stuff out. And I really don't recommend that, but it was just the depth of the mess that I was put into. It involved my pastor at the time, so I had nowhere to go. I had nowhere to turn. I had no spiritual counsel, so it was just me and God until God saw fit to lead me to a church. So I went and survived,
and I know what.
So that's it.
Yeah, and you know what? We're good at that. We're really, especially women, black women, are really great at that survival mode. And you were saying, you know, you don't recommend that people get withdrawn, but it's almost a natural reaction when you're hurt.
It is.
When your heart is broken. It's just a natural response that we do to it because we don't want to hurt anymore. So we just kind of back away from all of the things that supposedly, you know, that love, that have to do anything with love. We're just like, but right now.
Yep. You know, I don't know who to trust. Everybody is a friend. And, you know,
exactly.
So leave me alone.
Yes. And so even though it's not recommended, it's hard to stay out of that mode. But stay encouraged and try to at least keep that relationship with God, because He is love. And He didn't hurt you. Yeah. He didn't hurt you.
Yeah. Right.
We have to work on that.
I tell now, your music. I tell people so many times as it relates to love that when we are going through relationships where love has been misrepresented, it's really important for us to really connect back with God so that He can restore the meaning of what He intended it to be. Because it really gets a bad rep when it's represented by man. So, yeah, that's all.
It really is. That's true. And you know what? I was just talking to a friend of mine today. He's just gone through a divorce, but the misrepresentation of love. If you realize before the marriage takes place, this is something that I wish someone would have told me. but just something to think about. If you're with someone, look at that person and really, really examine it. That person never changes. That person never changes. They remain who they are right then and right there. If you can't see yourself as a lifetime with that person in that moment, then that's something to pay attention to.
Absolutely.
That person may not change as quickly as you would desire, you know, because we all have secrets. We all have something we don't want nobody to know about, you know, a past. And so, but you have to embrace who that person is that they survive. Yes, you have to embrace it. Now, music. Yeah. Let's move to the music section. You've been singing a long time.
All of my life.
Was music, was that able to you in that same zone or not?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Music helped heal me. Music, it was my lifeline, you know, and not only listening to it and getting ministered to, but God giving me songs through that time, you know, to help minister to myself and even eventually to others. At that time, I wrote a song called Contentment. And every scenario that I talk about in that song, I was literally living it out. You know, one day I got up to go drive to somewhere in my car, and it didn't start. And I didn't fold and die, you know. Let me get this 175 and hop on the bus, because life goes on. That's one thing, all of the everything that has happened to me in my life, it has taught me to figure it out. You can't fold up and die. You got to figure it out. Because everybody's going through something. We're not going to stop and celebrate your trials and have a party for you. You know, we're going to sympathize and pray for you. But you got to figure it out and keep going.
Absolutely. Now, when it comes to, I know some people depression eat. So let's kind of bounce back to the health and wellness. Now, when it came to that, music was your passion, but when you're moving towards getting back healthy, can you tell us some of the tips of maybe eating habits? Because, you know, we both said we don't like the word diet, but eating habits and life-changing as far as your exercising, how important was that to you to get to accomplish what you needed?
Oh, my goodness. It was the key. It was the main thing. Mm-hmm. I knew that if I wanted to see something different happening in my body, I had to change everything I was already doing. And I didn't jump in it, the time that made it more sustainable, I didn't jump in it just saying, I'm going to give up this, and I'm going to work out 7 days a week. You know, we do that so many times, and it's not sustainable. And it's not sustainable because it's not realistic. So when I decided to make it a lifestyle, I ended up giving up little things at a time that really added up, and I was so proud of myself. Like, I was still going through the drive-through and getting, you know, a number one, but I would say no ketchup. Or if I was getting chicken nuggets, I wouldn't get any sauces. And until eventually, you know, I would just get the burger or just get the nuggets and not the fries and the sauce. So I was gradually making changes. I would stop getting the soda and get sweet tea until eventually I was just getting water. Until now, I don't even go to drive-thrus. So it's little things that you have to do that's going to make it sustainable and make it a lifestyle for you instead of jumping all the way in and trying to give up all of this stuff. And then by the end of 2 weeks, you're binging. So I had to change everything I was doing gradually, and I knew that I had to move. Moving is not optional. It's just not optional. It clears your mental state of mind. It helps your capacity to think and see things differently, to help you make the right food decisions. Walking and getting out in the elements or just moving your body, it is so key, and it's non-negotiable.
Right. And I agree with that. Now, you have a song that ties into this with the music and that you're exercising, and it's Be the Same.
I do.
So it is amazing. I love it.
Thank you so much. I wrote that song because I was always looking for workout music you know, and I often wanted to support our gospel artists. So I was like, oh, my God, why don't any gospel artists have any motivational fitness music? And God was like, why don't you create some? I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I can do that. So I intentionally set it to, I think, a 135 BPM, which is a good walking pace for people who are just getting started. So it's intentional to help you move.
It does, and it really does. Even if you're choosing to go to a track, it will keep that pace, those of you on treadmill. I mean, it works either way. And so it
Thank
is amazing.
So
we're
going
to listen to a little bit of it afterwards. But you're also working on some new things, correct?
I am. It took me by surprise. And I was at an event on last year, and I received two words of prophecy that said that God said it's time for you to record. And I was like, record what? So I let it go for maybe like, that was in September of last year. I let it slide for maybe about 3 months. And just at the beginning of this year, I just felt God kept bothering me. He was like, he was pressing me. He said, you need to record. It's time to write. It is time. And I said, okay, God, if this is really you, I'm coming off social media, and I'm not getting back on until you give me 10 songs. The first day I came off, I wrote 3 songs.
Wow.
Yeah,
amazing.
Went in the studio to demo them, and I felt really good about what he gave me, and I'm preparing to do it by the end of the year.
Awesome. I can't wait. End of the year, need her to get here then, if that's the case. But, okay, now we talked about, you know, doing some quick fixes on weight loss. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we don't get the weight overnight. So we need to get out of that mentality of thinking that we can change it overnight. And that's the same with our spiritual health. It's a process. So
absolutely.
How do you feel about getting our spiritual self and then our mindset ready and then working on the eating habits? What are some recommendations for that?
I'm a health and nutrition coach in training, and the four foundations that they teach us about is called primary foods, and those primary foods are our spirituality, our physical activity, our careers, and healthy relationships. If those things are in balance and they are feeding our lives, we won't go to the secondary foods to fill those voids. So I think it's very important to journal or, you know, jot down notes. I know a lot of people feel intimidated by journaling because they feel like they have to do it every day. And if they miss a week or if they miss a day, they just say, forget it. But no, at some point you need to keep some type of journal of your thoughts, of what's going on when you're having certain cravings. Who did you just get off the phone with? What did you just watch on TV? You know, what just happened that in your marriage? Did you just fight with your boyfriend? You know, all of those things, they feed us on a level that food cannot feed us. So when we're not allowing them to feed us in a healthy way, we go to the Cheetos or we go to the sweet tea, we go to the fried chicken and the sweet potatoes, you know, or mashed potatoes, because those things are not in balance. So I think those are the four things we need to work on first and then gradually implement some other secondary foods that we know, mainly that sugar, soy, corn, gluten, wheat, all of those products, and even dairy for some people. We need to gradually eliminate them from our diet and look into returning to the diet of our ancestors. You know, where we ate mostly plant-based foods with maybe a little meat as a side, not meat as our main course. You know, we have to give our bodies, if we do that, we give our bodies a fighting chance to heal itself from any disease.
That's true. That's so true. Yeah. I'm living that one myself, and that's so true. Because God made our bodies in such a way. He is such a great God.
Amazing.
He is amazing. And I mean, your body can heal itself. Now, naturally, there are some things that will occur. So
But it's usually, not often, but it's usually because of an eating habit or a lifestyle or maybe even through birth based on your parents' eating habits and lifestyle. So it always stems from someone else's action. So once you get to that position where you can make your own decisions, that's where I believe what you're talking about with the accountability for yourself.
Yes.
You just becoming more accountable for your actions, your habits, your eating, and everything. Okay, so you also have, I know you're going back to school, so you're doing the certification, and that's awesome. And, of course, we got your new music that's getting ready to launch, and you're working on it to get to us by the end of the year. And, of course, we got your workbook now. Your workbook is out now. It's available now, correct?
Well, it is out, but it's not available right now because it's out of print. We have to reorder some more, so it's out of stock. Let me put it like that, out of stock.
Okay.
But we are looking to get that back in stock soon. We actually did. It was so amazing that we ended up printing twice. We had to go back and print twice, and because when it first came out, people really supported it, and I was so appreciative of it. But I'm definitely looking to get that back in circulation.
Awesome. That would be great. I would love to have my hands on one of those.
Awesome.
Now, I know you're on social media, but name some things or list some things and give the information so that people can reach out to you.
You can mainly go to my website, latricetaste.com, and that'll direct you to my email or anything that I'm dealing with on social media, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. But if you go to latricetaste.com, it'll redirect you wherever you need to go.
Okay. All right, awesome, because you've got the little icons that you can click on to go to the media. Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Now, share with us a little bit. We have about 7 minutes. Share with us a little bit about coming up as a believer from childhood up, and I know I understand you being dragged from church to church with your mom and them and your sisters and them.
Right.
What kind of, would you trade or change anything when coming up with some things you're looking back on? I mean, do you better understand it now?
Oh, my goodness. As a child, I said I would never do this to my child, and I wish I had a different life, and this is just cool, and this is, you know, I was doing all of that. But now I wouldn't change not one thing. I would not, because I realized – even though it may have been quite a bit of man-made rules and things, the foundation was biblical and the intent was pure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they meant well. I realized it has kept me from so much, and it's given me that desire, you know, to serve Christ that I have now, you know, as an adult. You know, on my own free will, it is my desire. It is my pleasure. It is my delight to serve him and to go and go to church and to work in ministry. You know, nobody have to twist my arm. It's not like, oh, that's over, I don't have to do it, I'm not going. No, it's just my life. I would do it all over again.
And I do too. I would too. Sometimes, you know, we all may wish that didn't happen to us, but that's making you who you are, and that's why it's important to heal. And so it's important for you to move forward in it so that God can use you to bless someone else who's going through it now. Because that's your path. And so you can help people with encouragement because you experienced it. So get better. Y'all feel better. And don't give up.
Right.
Okay, now, last question that we'll ask, and then we're going to let you get back to your life. But the last thing you want to talk about is giving us some type of encouragement or words of inspiration to someone out there who has already made the decision to live a better life and they don't want to give up, but it just seems to be overwhelming in where they are. Can you give them some type of encouragement or word to share with them?
Yeah, I would basically first of all say do not attempt anything without prayer and devotion to God. You know how they say don't start a new regimen without consulting your physician. don't do it without consulting God, because He is actually going to give you the strength to do it when you don't even want to do it yourself. There are so many times when I felt like I look back at my journey and I realized all of the diets that I had gone on and all the trainers I paid and all the yo-yoing I did, and it was like, oh, my goodness, it felt like footprints in the sand. Like, how did I survive all of that? And I know that there were times that there was just times I was mentally exhausted. And I look back now and it's like, oh, God, I see there were times where you wanted this more than I even wanted it for myself. But it was something about keeping that connection with Him and constantly devoting every morning before I got to the gym, because I was going to be dreading it all the way to the gym, where that strength just kicked in. You know, even days when I walked into the gym and walked right back out because I just wasn't feeling it, He still kept me. I just don't give up. Give yourself a year. Give yourself a year of consistency and not perfection. And I say that because perfection brings on the pressure of doing it right. Of not you know, eating a bag of chips one day. No, all of that is healthy eating. It's just all in moderation. So if you eat a kale salad today and you want to get a piece of a Snicker, not the entire Snicker, just get a, you know, maybe half of the Snicker tomorrow, it's okay. It's all a part of a balanced diet. You know, there are times your body will crave it. There are times your body won't crave it. Give in to it. Sure. It's okay, but just don't let it overwhelm you and overtake you. So give yourself a year of consistency. Try to eat more vegetables, but you know, and water, but mainly you got to keep that connection with God, because He's going to talk to you. He's going to talk to you. Or did you listen or not? You know, He's going to guide you. He's going to say, you know, get on up to that gym. If not, don't go. If you didn't go to the gym, all right, stand up now and do a few jumping jacks. Something. He's going to talk, so you just got to listen. But I would just say, do not give up and keep that connection with God. You got to devote and then devour. That's one of my things. Devote your morning, then go devour your workout and your day.
Wow. That's some good stuff. Yeah, that's really good
Thank
stuff.
You.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening, and we've been sharing with Ms. Latrice Pace of the Pace Sisters. And you say you are next to the baby?
I am. I'm next to the baby, or the knee baby, as some would say.
Okay. Awesome with the Pace Sisters. We understand that in the force. Yeah, Nurse Nancy. Some of you who are listening.
Right.
Nasty.
Right.
So what was one of your favorite catchphrases on that particular one? What was one of the ones that sticks?
Probably when I had to tell the lady to run from the dead be dead. Dead be dead, 6 meters away. Run.
Yes, that was my favorite too. I love that.
Yes.
So y'all definitely support her in her journey and all that she's doing.
Thank
Go
you.
To her website. You can get the single. There's a couple. I think there's two singles on there that you can purchase. But definitely
any digital media outlet.
Awesome. But go to her website. You know, just go to her website and see what she's all about. But
thank you.
Support her. Support her, ladies and gentlemen. We need to support one another in the things that we're doing, and we're going to end on Be the Change, and I hope everyone has an awesome day. Thank you, Ms. Latrice, for joining us.
Thank you.
And we're just going to listen to a little feet moving music. Have a great
Come
evening.
On.